And now it's time for Atlanta's Business, an in-depth look at Atlanta commerce, hosted by News Talk 1160 Vice President and General Manager Jeff Davis.
Today's guest on Atlanta's Business, Dr. Natalie Lawrence of Integrative Healthcare of Atlanta.
So, Dr. Natalie Lawrence, my experience, and doubtless the experience of many, many people who have experienced pain, is that, you know, they go to a doctor, they go to their GP, their family doctor is usually the first place they go, and the doctor gives them a pill. And it might be a pain pill. I know that it's a terrible thing now. They got these mills out there where it's become its own cottage industry. It's very profitable.
Yes.
Some of these pills are very addictive, et cetera, et cetera. Well, look, you know the drill. But it seems like they never really get to the root of the problem.
Exactly.
So how would you say your philosophy differs from theirs?
Well, you know, I feel for people who have pain, too. The bigger issue here is that we're, you know, we're medicating people, but we're not really looking any further into why they have the problem to begin with. And what happens is they take the pill, they get whatever relief they're going to get, which in my experience, some people get, you know, decent relief and other people don't get any relief at all. But all the while they're taking that medication, the problem that's underneath that is just progressing because it's not being addressed. It's being ignored.
You know, I remember years ago, you know, athletes like Sandy Koufax, you know, great major league pitchers, you know, terrible arm trouble. You know, of course, he's throwing 90-something miles an hour.
Sure.
Of course, he's going to have pain in his arm eventually. And they would give him cortisone shots.
Yes.
And it would make him feel better so that he could pitch. Meanwhile, the problem was getting worse.
Well, meanwhile, cortisone shot in a joint is destroying the joint. So you get the short-term relief, but you have a very long-term problem.
And yet it seems to go on and on where... You know, I have a daughter, for instance, who is very suspicious of the drug companies. She has a feeling that, I don't know what proof, if any, she has, but it's just her intuition, that they may have information that they withhold from us.
I think that's accurate.
About the effects of some of these drugs, but there's so much money there for them that they try to hide it in some cases. I mean, I think this has been an established fact in at least a few cases.
Sure. Well, remember, whatever drugs that have been taken off the market were at one point allowed on the market and said, you know, approved as being safe.
Yeah, but you know, we say to ourselves, well, you know, if they're allowed to sell the drug, obviously it must be safe. You know, the FDA and,
sure.
You know, if I see it on the counter at my local drugstore, well, they must have vetted this thing and it must be okay to take.
Well, if my doctor's giving it to me, it must be okay.
My doc, you know, old doc, yeah. You know, people trust old doc.
Well, I think for the most part, they're reasoning for giving the medicine, you know, is in a good place because they're wanting to relieve the suffering of the patient. But I think where that breaks down, especially in the traditional medical system, is that you can't do that and just ignore the problem. You can't just treat the symptom and leave the underlying root cause just continue to fester, because that is going to create even a bigger problem later on.
So by the time people get to your office, you find that they're in that situation where they've wasted months, maybe years, on what I'll call conventional medicine.
Yes.
And by the time they come to you, the problem has progressed to the point where it's critical.
Oh, I can't even tell you. I mean, I see people in really bad shape. I see people who are, you know, in a wheelchair because they can't walk because the pain is so bad. They can't sleep at night. And ultimately, in a neuropathy situation, you know, the end result of that is people can lose limbs. They can lose toes or a leg.
Well, one of the areas, apropos to what you just said, is that you, in which you specialize, is peripheral neuropathy. Happen to know a little bit about it because I've had friends and I think family members here and there who have suffered from peripheral neuropathy. I think in each case, actually, they were diabetics.
Yes.
So they've got the diabetes. They don't seem to be able to cure it. At best, they try to keep it under control. But again, as it progresses, they start to lose feeling in their limbs or worse, they have pain in the limbs, have trouble walking, et cetera, et cetera. Is this a common scenario that you find?
Absolutely. I would say that when we look at the real causes of neuropathy, diabetes is going to be number one. That's the vast majority of people that are suffering with neuropathy are probably diabetic or at least pre-diabetic. Secondarily, we see people who have had cancer and gone through chemotherapy. That's a big reason that people suffer with neuropathy. Additionally, there are medications that people take that actually create the situation where the nerves will demyelinate and that will cause neuropathy. But diabetics are definitely by far probably the most common situations that we see in the office.
Do we do our patients a disservice when we tell them they're just going to have to live with it?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I'm of the mindset that if you can't help somebody as a doctor, then you need to send them to someone who can. At least on the good side of that, at least they're telling you, they're being honest with you when they say there's nothing else they can do, because there really isn't. You know, if your toolbox has one tool in it, and that's a prescription pad, then unless that problem's going to be cured by a prescription, you're kind of out of luck.
So doubtless, Dr. Natalie Lawrence, people who are listening right now who suffer from peripheral neuropathy or they know someone who does, they're saying, well, what's your answer? What do you do? What do you do for people in this situation?
Well, number one, what you have to find out is why that person suffers with neuropathy. Okay? There are different reasons that neuropathy occurs. Like we've already mentioned, diabetes is a big one. Chemotherapy would be a big one. Certain medications are important to note as well. So at the base of all of this, you have to get to the root of why they have neuropathy to begin with. You know, from a medical perspective, if you're just giving someone a medication, you're treating the symptom, but you're not fixing anything. So in my office, if someone comes in and they have diabetes, for instance, if we don't do something to address that blood sugar dysregulation, the other things that we do to help the nerve heal aren't going to work. You know, it's kind of like if you woke up every day and you had, you know, water in your kitchen and you went in and you cleaned it up and went about your day. And then the next morning you woke up, it was the same thing. Mm. So, you know, if your roof's leaking, does it make sense to go in there every single day and dry out the floor and just leave the roof leak? You know, it's kind of the same thing that we're talking about here. So at the very base of helping someone with the situation, you have to, number one, establish why has it occurred to begin with. Okay, you have to know that. And then you can progress from there. But that's primary.
But is my understanding is that diabetes doesn't have a cure. There's no cure for it. You can only kind of treat it and keep it under control.
In the medical system, they manage your blood sugar by giving you drugs. I'm going to tell you that we see a number of diabetics in our office, and we get great results with them. We see people able to reduce and even eliminate the medications that they're on. We see people become non-diabetic.
Are we over-medicated as a society, would you say?
Yes, I would say definitely so. It cracks me up when I go to my own doctor's appointments, and one of the things that they're so incredulous about is that I'm 50 years old and I don't take any medication, you know?
No cholesterol medicine?
No.
None of this, nothing for the blood pressure?
Absolutely not.
Et cetera, et cetera.
Unnecessary. I'm healthy.
By the way, you don't look 50 years of age. Not that that's old, it's very young, but you look, you know, you look very youthful. And I know you've been practicing for what, 14, 15 years now?
Since 1997.
Okay, so that's nearly 20 years.
Yes.
That you've been practicing. And maybe this is a good segue, Dr. Natalie Lawrence, to ask you a bit about your background. I'd like you to tell us about your background. I know you're born in Warren, Ohio. I know that area, that Warren, Youngstown,
yes.
Niles.
Yes.
I know that area. It's not too far from Akron.
Yes, absolutely.
Et cetera, et cetera. That
great place to grow up.
Okay.
Good Midwestern type of place. My father worked at General Motors. My mom worked for Packard Electric. They were, you know, big union people back in the day. So, really great growing up there. I've been in the Marine Corps as well. I don't know if you knew that, Jeff.
You were a radio operator in the Marine
Corps. I was a radio operator between 87 and 1991. I was in the first Gulf War. And then I came home and went back to school.
I remember that Gulf War, the Scud missiles.
Yes.
Sitting there waiting for the Scud missiles to hit.
I was there. I was in Saudi Arabia on the ground.
Wow.
Yeah, I remember that.
So thank you for your service.
Thank you.
By the way. So that was until 1991, and then you attended Edison Community College in Fort Myers, Florida.
Yes.
Then you moved to Marietta, Georgia to finish your undergraduate work.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm guessing that the reason that you moved to Marietta was to attend Life Chiropractic?
Absolutely, yes.
Tell us about your experience at Life Chiropractic.
You know what? It was, the 90s were such a heyday there. You know, the school was, you know, full and vibrant. And
Dr. Sid.
Dr. Sid was there then. You know, a man with a, you know, big ideas. And, you know, that's what it takes to, you know, I think to make things happen in different segments. So, you know, he definitely served a wonderful purpose in those days. But I graduated in 1997 and did an initial associateship in Ohio. But really, when I came back, I ended up going in and really educating myself to just a much higher degree. I have a lot of postgraduate education, over 200 hours in functional neurology, functional endocrinology, and clinical nutrition. And that really, the last 9 years in my practice, it's really become more of a functional medicine practice. And what I mean by that is we're looking for people who have illnesses, who have problems, and we want to get to the root cause of that to help them. So in the situation like peripheral neuropathy, again, we're getting, the reason that we get the results that we do in our office is because we're looking at things at a deeper level, because that's what's necessary to take people out of the situation that we have in our health system today, which is all about managing problems. There's nothing fixing anything. You know, if a drug fixed something, for instance, you take a blood pressure medicine, you take it for a week, 2 weeks, and then you don't take it anymore, is your blood pressure problem gone?
No, certainly not. But I think also sometimes taking these medications kind of lulls you into thinking, hey, I don't need to lose weight.
Right.
You know, my blood pressure is normal with these pills.
Yes.
But they have side effects.
Absolutely.
They can be rather toxic.
Sure.
Apparently.
Well, one of the things that we see in our neuropathy patients is so many people are on cholesterol medicines, you know, statin drugs. And one of the huge side effects of being on a statin medication is that it gives you peripheral neuropathy. And it does that by lowering your body's ability to make cholesterol, which is a fat that is an important component to myelin, which is the covering on the nerves. So if you're not making enough of that, then you can actually demyelinate the nerves. And the way to think about that would be, say, in your electrical system in your house. You know, the wires are covered.
Insulation.
They're covered in that insulation. And when it's taken off of there, it's like a raw, live wire, okay? So the nervous system is electrical in nature, too. So the myelin serves as that covering. And if you're taking a medicine that's demyelinating you, you're going to have problems. And they're going to be like neuropathy problems, pain, tingling, numbness, and things that don't work right from a, you know, a neurological side.
Mm-hmm. So when you first meet with a patient who's suffering from peripheral neuropathy, what are they saying to you? What kinds of things are they saying to you?
Well,
how do they explain it?
Well, most people are going to explain it in a language of pain, which they're going to tell you, you know, it hurts. It hurts. It burns. It tingles. It's numbness. It feels like something crawling on me. It feels like someone holding a blowtorch to the bottom of my foot. Or they can have lack of sensation altogether. I can't feel anything. If I touch my foot, I can't feel it. So what we have to remember is when we talk about neuropathy, neuropathy is any disease or dysfunction of the nerve. Okay. When we're talking about peripheral neuropathy, we're looking at things that occur in the hands or the feet, but we're also, we can't forget that anything coming off the spinal cord is peripheral. So that would also include organs. So it is not uncommon for me to find someone suffering with neuropathy that's also having sexual dysfunction, erectile dysfunction, bladder issues as well.
These all stem from the nervous system?
Correct.
To some degree?
Yes, because by the time you see the nerves going in the feet and being dysfunctional, the nerves going to those internal organs are going to be dysfunctional as well.
Mm-hmm.
I just think that people don't see and most doctors don't recognize, you know, the similarity there or the relationship. So if you're having a nerve problem in your feet, most probably you're having it in other parts in your organs as well.
So how do you approach this kind of a situation? Somebody comes to you for the first time complaining of these symptoms. Take us from there.
So first of all, we need to find out some background. You know, what's your history? Are you a diabetic? Have you had chemotherapy? Are you taking certain medications that we would associate with those type of problems? That would be involved in, you know, a good thorough consultation, history taking. And then we would move into an exam. And the exam is designed to determine what certain parts of the nerve are involved and to what extent the damage is. We would also be looking at the vascular system. Are you getting enough circulation to that area? Those are all important. So when you can determine the origin, you can determine the what parts of the nervous system are impacted or what receptors are impacted in the nervous system, then you can make the protocol for that person, which is going to be very customized and individualized to them. Because even though people can suffer with the same type of symptoms, the reasons behind it are different. So it's not a one-size-fits-all by any stretch.
Mm-hmm. What would you say is your success rate for people in this situation?
Well, first of all, I would say that we don't take patients that we don't think we can help. And out of the folks who I have an opportunity to meet with, I would say from a clinical perspective, 90% of those people are going to be good quality fits. Okay, but even in that group, you have to figure, is the person willing to do what's necessary? And not everyone's willing to do that. So clinically, I think 90% are folks that are good candidates. And I would say probably a similar number are going to get a very significant result. That doesn't necessarily mean that it's going to be gone altogether, but I think most people who are suffering at a, you know, like a zero, on a scale of zero to 10, if you have a 10 pain, if you can bring that to a three or four, that's a successful
it's
case.
Huge. Exactly. That's successful.
So we do have people that have complete resolve. I see that a lot in our chemotherapy patients. If you're someone who's had chemotherapy and it hasn't been long-term, like, you know, I have had a patient who had, you know, chemotherapy for 2 or 3 years because she had multiple cancers. And she was one of the small percentage of people that we didn't really see that great of a result with. But that's because the chemotherapy was so ongoing that the damage was too significant for, you know, for her to get a significant result. But for the vast majority of our chemo patients, I typically see them totally resolve.
So what basically does treatment for peripheral neuropathy in your office, what does it look like?
Well, we've already touched on the first part of it. And the first part of it is we need to find out what the cause is, whether it's diabetes, whether it's medication or chemotherapy. So we need to know that on the way in, because that does affect some of our decision making. And secondly, once we know what the cause is and we can work to reduce, eliminate, get rid of that, then we have to go about the business of getting the nerve working better again. And we use a variety of technologies, one of which is a really unique electrical device that kind of takes like an EKG of the nerve, okay? Just like your cardiologist, when you go in and do your yearly visit, takes an EKG, puts some pads on you, and they run the test, and a piece of paper comes out, and it's got lines on it. And the cardiologist looks at that, and he knows that certain lines are normal and certain lines aren't normal. Well, our device actually does something similar with your nerves. They're electrical in nature, just like your heart. So a normal nerve has a normal-looking signature. And the device can actually determine if the nerve is normal or not. And if it isn't, it can actually input frequencies into the nerve to make it normalize. Okay. What I want the listeners to understand is that when the nerve's abnormal, then it's not going to work right. It's going to give you pain, tingling, numbness, and those type of things. So our goal here is once we can remove the cause or eliminate or mitigate those initial things like diabetes, et cetera, then we have to do things that are going to fix the nerve. So one of them is normalizing the nerve pattern. Another thing that we use is called a cold laser. Cold lasers are most people recognize lasers like for LASIK or something like that. That would be a hot laser that actually cuts things. cold lasers are something that when we put them on you, you don't feel, but they go about increasing the work of the cell. They increase healing time. They decrease pain and inflammation. And all those things are necessary to set the stage so that the nerve is better able to heal. We also use a variety of supplements, again, based on what the patient's needs are, that can help to increase circulation, that can actually do things that protect the nerve, and just make sure that we're getting good blood flow there and good nutrition to the nerve itself. So again, those programs are all based very individually on what the patient needs, because even though people can suffer with the same symptoms, there, the underneath of that is different for everyone. So the key is to customize that treatment to the patient's needs.
Must be a great feeling for you.
Absolutely.
As their physician to,
yes,
to be able to help people who've heretofore been unable to get relief from their problem. What kinds of comments do you hear from these patients?
Usually they're, especially when we have someone who's maybe doing an initial treatment, they're amazed. I think if you've been on my website, I have the video of Steve. Steve had horrible diabetes. He was taking like 200 units of insulin a day, which is a lot. And he'd been a diabetic for a really long time. And I didn't even know that we could help him. I mean, it was so progressed. He hadn't felt his feet in like 10 years.
How can you walk in a situation like that? You can't feel your feet hitting the ground, you know?
He had very horrible balance. I mean, it was really bad. He'd had multiple falls. So, and he'd already lost a couple toes from amputation. But the amazing thing is I put him on, not even really thinking I was going to see anything. And he was able to feel his feet after one treatment.
Mm.
He said, I can't believe I can feel my feet in my shoes. I can feel my hand touching my feet. So, you know, even though sometimes things are very long term, you've had it for a long time, doesn't mean it has to take a long time to resolve. And everyone's a little bit different. I was really not expecting that from him. Some people progress more quickly than others, but I'm always surprised of the inherent healing ability that the body has if you will just give it.
If you give it a chance.
Give it a chance, give it the nutrition, the interventions that are necessary.
Nutrition. That's something I've seldom heard from my local family doctor. Doesn't talk much about nutrition.
Well, they don't learn much about nutrition. You know, amazingly, you know, the vast majority of things that kill people in today's world have a direct relationship to what we put in our body every day.
Things that we put in our mouth.
Yet, in medical school, that's just not something that's taught. They may get, you know, a few hours, elective hours on nutrition, but they're not the person to ask about those questions because they don't have the education unless they've gone on to, you know, do further things after. But, you know, typically their answer to everything is going to be a pharmaceutical product.
All right. Now, on your website, there are videos, not just from this gentleman. What'd you say his name was? Steve?
Steve.
There's Edward. There's Dee. I mean, there's a lot of videos on there, testimony, mm-hmm. video testimonials.
Yes.
From your patients. So I would implore people to check your website. I'm going to give them the website, that the URL, that's neuropathy99.com,
mm-hmm.
neuropathy99.com, folks. Check it out, and you'll see firsthand the testimony from people who have been successfully treated by Dr. Natalie Lawrence. You know, so many medical groups today are very big into marketing,
mm-hmm.
and they do a lot of advertising. They spend a lot of money on it. It seems like your best advertising is probably word of mouth.
It's
nothing
always
like a satisfied patient.
It's always the best. Word of mouth is, you can't top that as far as marketing goes. And we have a lot of referrals. We do, because we do good work.
You love what you do, don't you?
I love it.
I can tell, you know, and I can also tell that it's not about the money.
No, it isn't. There's probably other things I could do that would be an easier way to make money than what I do, but it wouldn't be half as enjoyable, and I wouldn't have the satisfaction that I have every day at the end of the day when I go home, knowing that, you know, I've actually changed people's lives.
All right. Unfortunately, we're out of time. Dr. Natalie Lawrence, in practice now as a chiropractor, nearly 20 years. You said 1997, I think, when
yes.
you graduated from
mm-hmm.
life. Let me give some contact information for our audience. I'm going to give that URL again that folks can visit. It's neuropathy99.com. I'm going to spell neuropathy. It's N-E-U-R-O-P-A-T-H-Y, neuropathy99.com, or you can call the office of Dr. Natalie Lawrence at 770-574-6060, 770-574-6060. Dr. Natalie Lawrence, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you for having me, Jeff.